Have you seen the video footage that is around at the moment showing the frightening situation that workers were in during a decommissioning of the Santos Sinbad platform near Varanus Island off the Pilbara coast? The video clearly shows just how close the rope workers came to what could have been a disastrous situation. To find out more about this, I spoke to Daniel Walton, who is the National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union.
So for your listeners who haven't yet seen the footage, I certainly encourage them to jump online because it ultimately depicts what is the closest near miss or an accident gone wrong, and one of the closest incidents we've seen on footage to a number of workers unfortunately losing their lives. Essentially, what a number of rope workers were doing was working as part of decommissioning the Santos facility, which has been offline now for a number of years. And as part of a large crane lifting what is the top of a rig, where they thought they were going to cut and it was going to safely lift, instead it snapped in a different location. And then essentially imagine a big, wild piece of equipment swinging out of control at the bottom of the crane, heading towards a number of workers holding on for dear life.
It really is quite shocking footage, isn't it? I mean, I had a look at it myself, and the top of that platform is just swinging around in the wind. And as you said, there are some workers who are very, very close to that.
Absolutely incredible. So put it this way, if it wasn't for the quick thinking of the crane operator, it wouldn't have been a question in terms of what sort of injuries did those workers suffer. There is zero chance survival. And it's a horrible thing to say, and it's not about trying to beat up any fear around safety. For every person that watches this video, you'll see just how close these workers came. And what essentially happened was the crane operator managed to slew the rig away, fortunately both lifting and drawing it away at the same time. And as its platform snapped, swung away and swung back, fortunately with his movement, and we're not talking about just slightly moving like a small concrete panel, like we're talking giant pieces of equipment. It managed to swing away far enough that when it returned on the backward swing, it didn't connect with where those workers were. And frankly, I can't help but think how difficult it's going to be for those workers for some period of time going forward, because that's not something you ever forget in a hurry.
Was anyone injured, or did they actually manage to escape injury-free?
So at this stage, we've got no reports of any injuries that have come through. There's two different things happened. Some of the big ropes that were connected up to the rig snapped on and flung back towards the returned vessel, and there were obviously the rope workers who were hanging on underneath the platform itself, where they're obviously trying to cut the top section of the rig off, both of which appear at this stage by some great miracle to be okay. But this was not a small accident. This was a giant accident. The consequences of it generally would have ended in the end of life, unfortunately. And so we're disappointed because we've seen a race to the bottom in trying to cut every single penny. We're getting contractors in to undertake this job and forcing shortcuts to be taken to try and save a little bit of money. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to go to work safely. Everyone wants to be able to come home to their family. And it was a miracle these workers have been able to.
How dangerous a job is that normally? I mean, I imagine, as you said, there is a safe way to do things. But how dangerous a job is the rope worker's job?
Oh, well, as most of your listeners would know, there's a lot of the work up in around the Pilbara is generally tough work, and work offshore in the gas is equally so. The work is dangerous, it is high risk, and the consequences of things going wrong are pretty severe. And a lot of people don't get to see what takes place offshore. Obviously, there's a small number of people head off to work and they're away from their families for long periods of time, but we don't often get to see what it looks like out there trying to obviously extract our resources, our natural resources. And for a lot of those workers, you know, people do get reasonable pay. It's continuous shift work. You're away from your family a long time. But this is a bit of an insight into just how dangerous those roles are.
What are you as a union doing to make sure something like this doesn't happen again?
So we've at the moment put in a complaint through to the regulator, through the Department of Mines and Industry, We are obviously trying to progress this further, both with Santos and the contractors who are there working on the vessel at the time, on the rig at the time, just to try and, bring to the surface how this accident came about. Why was it not properly engineered and structured in a way that was going to eliminate any significant risk? And why was it that there were a number of workers being forced to hang on to the side of a rig as, 50-plus tonnes of rig were swinging wildly in the air? And if it wasn't for the good fortune of a crane operator, unfortunately would not be here listening to us today. Those are the things that we want answers to because, frankly, as I said before, our role as the ADBU and as part of the Offshore Alliance is to make sure all of our members can work in a safe environment. And clearly what we've seen failed that test.
Have you had any response from Santos yet?
No, nothing as yet. But again, we really started beating the drum on this only in recent days. It's obviously gone viral now. Videos getting shared all around the world with people looking on in horror. And certainly we want to sit down and get an explanation in terms of why did this happen? Why did this go so wrong? Where was the first point of failing? Is it because we're trying to cut costs and trying to save money? Or was there a mishap throughout the process? Whatever it might be, we want to have a proper look into it. And we want some independence in place with the regulator to have some oversight in terms of this accident to make sure that nothing's going to be swept under the carpet.
Daniel Walton, he's the National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union, speaking there. And if you haven't seen the footage, have a search for it so you can see just what the situation was like for those workers. I did get in touch with Santos, who provided a statement in response. A spokesperson from the company said, in early July, during the decommissioning of the Sinbad offshore monopod near Varanus Island, a safety incident occurred during the removal of the monopod topsides by one of our contractors. No one was injured. Santos immediately ceased all activities and the regulator was notified. Santos conducted an incident investigation and the results of the investigation have been provided to the regulator. Following the incident and investigation, work recommenced on the remaining Sinbad offshore structure and the removal of the facilities has now been completed. Santos is working with the regulator to ensure corrective measures are implemented for any future activities to ensure such an incident does not happen again. I also asked the Department of Mining and Industry for a response regarding the complaint that the union have made with them. A spokesperson from the department said that the incident was reported on July 5th and is still under investigation. Until the investigation is completed, a prohibition notice has been issued to Santos, directing them not to conduct any other lifts of this kind. Now, I wonder if you've ever worked out offshore. What has your experience been out there? Get in touch and let me know what it's actually like for workers. 1300 510 222 is the phone number. You can also send me a text on 0448 922 604.